Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, let us transition back to yesterday's announcement by Governor Lamont and our next guest concerning the reopening of schools. It's the Commissioner of Education, Dr. Miguel Cardona. Commissioner, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. Yesterday, you and the governor rolled out your plan. What was your reaction to the reaction? Seems like there were some in the education community and some others that might have been looking for more specifics.
Well, we mentioned yesterday, it's an outline that's going to drive the specifics. We have a 50-page plan that's being finalized and should be out Monday. We wanted to let districts know what the thinking was, that there are going to be three different plans that should be developed, one being one where we can bring all students in and we're feeling our data can support that, another one where it's hybrid, and then finally a remote learning plan. So we wanted districts to have as much time as possible to start having those conversations.
And I guess that depends, Commissioner, on exactly the developments with the coronavirus, correct?
That is correct. I mean, we have the unenviable task of predicting where things are going to be in 2 months. You know, typically with the rolled out phase-in process of reopening, we can plan the next month in advance. But for schools, it's totally different. You have to spend a lot of time planning what it's going to look like, scheduling facilities. So we wanted to give as much information that lets districts start that planning process now, 2 months in advance.
Commissioner, can different districts use different plans? For instance, can Hartford use one rollout plan? Can New Britain use another? Can Old Saybrook use another? Or is everybody going to be governed by one specific set of rules?
Well, there are some things that are throughout the state, right? So we want to make sure that the thresholds that we use for ramping down are consistent. The hybrid model that districts develop need to have local input, and they could be different from another one. Obviously, that presents a new set of challenges, too, because teachers work in other communities. But there are no quick answers to this. To answer your question, there are certain things that we are going to be requiring. So, for example, the masks, which I know is one of the issues that I've heard a lot of feedback on. That's going to be something that, based on Department of Health guidelines and conversation, is an expectation throughout. But what the individual plans look like could be different depending on district input.
You know, the other thing that has not been talked about a lot in this, but as you know, in other venues, for example, in the Department of Labor, the trust fund to do unemployment, that's really getting a major hit. This would be, I would think, some of the requirements are going to require major expenditures with local school systems.
Right. This plan, giving districts an opportunity to plan it and come up with some numbers for the governor to consider is part of the reason why we have to release now and share information now. We want districts to do an analysis now of what it would cost and how they can spread students out and, you know, identify those costs and share them so that we can prioritize supporting those districts that need to do what they need to do to get the kids in.
I know one of the things that was talked about, Commissioner, was for younger grades to have those groups stay together, and then that's not quite doable with high schools with all the different classes and you know subject matter and the like. But you really are encouraging the smaller grades to go about and do that.
Right. So cohorting is a method that reduces exposure. We know that. So it's more possible at the elementary level where you might have students in a classroom and they don't interact with students from other classrooms. That's a method that reduces exposure, much like how sports are doing it. They're keeping students in cohorts, summer sports. They're keeping students in cohorts as much as possible to reduce different groups from, you know, mingling with one another.
Is the real concern going back? Because, and Joe, I think you've noticed this, that, I mean, generally this is something that really can be deadly for somebody who's older. Is part of the concern of the teachers' unions, the CEA, is exposure of the teachers to the illness more so than kids?
I believe that that's accurate. And, you know, in conversations with teachers, I'm hearing the concern about, well, what is it going to look like for me? And how can I be safe and how can I be protected? We are encouraging districts to consider teachers' health conditions as well, or if there are teachers with serious conditions, how can we accommodate that the best we can? And these are very difficult decisions that we feel that there are no quick answers to this. And we want to give districts that opportunity with their teacher unions and with other teachers in the districts to have these conversations about what it looks like for every district.
Do you think shorter school days are important so that staff, custodial staff, can disinfect and clean the classrooms every day?
I think, you know, once the students are in the school, it's important to try to maximize learning. We remember, you know, 2-3 months ago, we were discussing how difficult it is for some students to access any learning. So we want to make sure we maximize the time that they are in school. Once we put in those safeguards, I do think cleaning is an important part of this process. So we have to maybe stagger schedules and look at how we're meeting that precautionary measure. But, you know, nothing's off the table at this point, though. It would require some changes if we're legal legislative changes, if we're going to change the number of hours or days. We're open to any good suggestions, but at this point, staggering the schedule will still have the students coming in. Shortening the day would still have the students coming in.
I don't want you to speculate, but you're going to have to in this case. Is there a chance you'd have to set back the target date a bit as you see how this is developing?
I think the health data will determine that a little bit more. We want to make sure districts are having the opportunity to plan right now. It's not like districts are waiting for my announcement or the governor's announcement. They were working on plans, and they have teams set up. I talked to one superintendent that has like 3 to 4 teams already set up on different scenarios. We want to share the best ideas, and we want to make sure that we give students an opportunity to get back into class, to resume that learning in a safe way.
Talking with the Department of Education Commissioner Miguel Cardona for a couple more minutes after yesterday's rollout of the back-to-school plan. Commissioner, you mentioned buses and that you hope to have buses at full capacity. I never rode a school bus in 12 years ago in a grammar school and high school, but do you think it's necessary to have monitors on the bus to make sure the kids keep the masks on? Because to me, that would appear to be the biggest problem.
We are expecting masks to be on. We understand that, you know, there are some buses that really have to, population on buses that is so high that we really need to split buses up. We want to be realistic also. You know, 70 kids on a bus with masks without anyone monitoring them, especially little kids, that's not realistic. So districts, when they're planning, they need to think about which buses need to be split or staggered so that we make sure that those safety precautions could be followed. But I think part of this also, you know, a campaign to teach students and help ask families for help to get their students acclimated to this so that when the school year starts, it's part of the culture of the school. You know, keep in mind, you know, this is such a difficult task to put something forward that's changing public education and what we value with public education. I think the alternative is distance learning as a primary method. And we know that our kids deserve better, but we have to do it in a safe way.
All right.
Tough.
Well, very good. Well, Commissioner, we always thank you for your time. We'll be looking for the more specifics on Monday, and I'm sure we will visit again before the school year begins. By the way, I just want to congratulate you for one of the better Twitter handles, Teach Cardona. I like that.
Yeah. That's nice
work. Thank you.
Thanks, nice Commissioner. Man. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right. Yep. Have a good day. 8:29. So Monday we'll find out more, which is good news, which they actually said yesterday during the press conference.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.